is the Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes.
Hold on to your hats, folks. Here he comes.
He spent 25 years as a leader and coach on the basketball court and now is ready to help coach you to achieve your retirement goals.
Looking at the new reality, what's happening today, what's happening in the future compared to the old reality, things have changed.
He is joined each week by his son and business partner, Granger Hughes.
It's very, very important to show a client, here's the possibility of where we could be, here's where we have been, and here's how we get there.
Put the coach on your team, working through the X's and O's of a customized retirement strategy.
That's what Granger and I do, again, on a day-to-day basis, is try to educate people and let them know what their options are.
Everybody's ready to go. He's ready to go. I'm ready to go. And you're ready to go.
This is the Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes.
Good morning, welcome, and thank you for listening to the Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes and myself. My name is Chris Swan. We really do appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to join us. Our phone number, 423-664-4203. That's 423-664-4203. We're also online at HughesRetirementGroup.com with offices in Cleveland, Chattanooga, Knoxville, Birmingham, the Hughes Retirement Group. The number is the same, 423-664-4203. We've got a lot that we're going to cover on today's show, but before we get started, let me check in with Granger, flying solo, at least for this part of the morning. How are you doing, sir?
Doing well, Chris. As you know, it is a very, very busy time of year. We've gotten off to a busy start. During the AEP, October 15th through December 7th is a time for seniors to make changes to their health care plans. So as you can imagine, with our existing clients and new clients, it is taking a lot of our time to make sure they are in the right plans going forward.
Absolutely. It's a busy time of year for the Hughes Retirement Group, but they do still have time in their schedule to see you if you do have questions about your retirement or the annual election period. Again, that number 423-664-4203. We're going to get into a little bit of that coming up here in a couple minutes. But before then, if you've listened to the show for a while, you've probably saved money in a tax-deferred retirement account, and you'll have to take required minimum distributions from that account when you turn 70 and a half, RMDs. But Morningstar's Maria Bruno says there are some steps you might want to take before that time comes.
There's two options, really, that you can think about. One would be to accelerate those distributions, to draw from those tax-deferred accounts during those earlier years to meet spending needs, for instance. The other could be doing a series of partial Roth conversions, taking those distributions and converting to a Roth to create that tax diversification that you may not have. Now, that is a tough pill for a number of individuals because you're accelerating a tax liability. But you're doing that potentially with the benefit of paying taxes at a lower marginal rate.
Now, of course, this takes a good deal of pre-planning when it comes to using this. Is that something worth considering for retirees who haven't yet reached their RMD age?
Chris, it's something you definitely want to look at. As we look right now at the tax cuts and you even hear President Trump talking about more tax cuts, this may be an opportunity, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for a lot of people out there who are in a situation where they've loaded up these tax-deferred buckets. You know, they've invested in their 401ks, they've invested in their traditional IRAs, and they've deferred those taxes. They've taken that deduction from their taxes for contributing to those buckets of money. But now they're in a situation where they know at 70 and a half, the government says, hey, we've let you defer, we've rewarded you for contributing to these plans, but we want to take a portion. And the question you have to ask yourself is, what tax bracket will you be at when they decide to take their portion? And one thing we always say to our students in our classes is there's two names on a 401k statement. You only see one. You may see your name, but the IRS's name is there as well. And they get to decide how much they want to take. So starting to systematically move funds in this tax environment where we see them being lowered each year, hopefully they'll be lowered again, will give you an opportunity potentially to go ahead and pay those taxes now. Putting it in a vehicle that once you've paid those taxes, once you've put it in a Roth IRA, once you've put it in a Roth conversion, all those gains, those future gains, will be tax-free. So it allows you to position yourself in retirement to avoid Social Security tax, unnecessary tax. And I've got a video on YouTube that we talk about Social Security taxation. We talk a lot about it in our class as well. But being able to avoid those taxes on Social Security, those unnecessary taxes that you've already paid taxes on essentially through your working career, is really going to put you in a position to have a stress-free retirement. Because, you know, you think about people worried about market loss, but are they worried about potentially paying $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 in unnecessary taxes that could have been avoided through their retirement years?
And if you want to see that video that Granger was talking about Social Security taxation, as well as a good number of other educational videos that Granger has put up there, go to HughesRetirementGroup.com. Right there in the top right corner, there's a little YouTube button. It'll take you directly to their YouTube channel. You can check out those videos, as well as previous editions of the Retirement Playbook, because we know in this day and age, taking time out of your schedule, we thank you every week for joining us, but taking time out of your schedule to sit down, you don't always necessarily have that time, but you can catch up on older episodes and check out videos as well. Again, go to HughesRetirementGroup.com. There's a link right there in the top right. And if you want to sit down and speak with the Hughes Retirement Group, 423-664-4203 is the number. One more time, 423-664-4203. You mentioned the classes that you guys teach throughout the year. The New Reality in Retirement is the most popular one. Talking about things that change in retirement because concepts that you had when you first set out in the working world may be different or the opportunities may be different or better at this point and that you're approaching retirement. One thing that I always remember since the day I was 16, my mom told me, the very first thing she told me, she said, if your company, the job you work for ever offers you a 401k match, go ahead and make sure you take the most of that because that is free money. So what are some options for retirement savers who are already making the most of their company's 401k match and are looking for other ways to save?
Well, Chris, like you said, that's very important. So if you're out there right now and you're not maximizing that, that is free money you're leaving on the table. So if it's a 4% or 5% match, that's 4% or 5% additional income that you could have in your retirement year. So it's important to take advantage of that. There's some other vehicles out there, and we've already kind of talked about this in the previous segment, but putting it into a vehicle where you pay your taxes now. So you're already getting your deduction for contributing to your 401k. Now you would be putting this into a Roth IRA where you're paying those taxes today, and then all those future gains over the next 30, 40, 50 years, however long you defer that, are going to be tax-free. So when you start thinking about compound interest and growth in a tax-free environment, you're really, really putting yourself in a situation to succeed in retirement because all those monies, when you start taking those distributions, are going to be tax-free. Another thing you may want to look at when you're talking about legacy planning, you're talking about long-term care, protecting other assets, we utilize what we call life insurance retirement plans. So basically, you're buying a death benefit, but you're contributing to something each month or each year that is going to yield you between 0 and 12.5% from the S&P. The S&P is a common index out there that many people are familiar with, but you're getting anywhere from 0 to 12.5%. So if the S&P does negative 10%, you're obviously not losing any money because you're credited with a zero that year. If the S&P does 15%, you're obviously going to be rewarded 12.5% of that index. So you're giving yourself an opportunity to grow that money once again in a tax-free environment. This is an opportunity for you to generate income in retirement because you can use all that cash value that you've built up throughout those years that you've contributed. You can use that money tax-free in retirement. In addition to that, you're able to access that death benefit for long-term care. So whatever your death benefit is, you may have started with a $500,000. It may have grown to $1 million. You're able to access that death benefit, once again, tax-free if you need to utilize long-term care. And we think that's very, very important because when you think about long-term care, you're really thinking about protecting all those other assets that you have. I don't think many people get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to go and work for 40 years so that they can take those assets to spend it on long-term care. At least I don't think that's what people want to do. So this is a great way to help protect those assets through long-term care protection, why simultaneously building a cash value bucket that's going to generate tax-free income in retirement. And then obviously the death benefit itself, if you were to prematurely pass, then you are leaving that legacy to a friend, a family member, a spouse, whoever that may be. So you're accomplishing several different things while also putting it into a tax-free bucket. And like I said, once again, to hone in on this tax-free idea, you're generating future tax-free income so that when you get to that RMD age of 70 and a half, you're not sitting on unnecessary or unexpected taxes in retirement.
And once again, it comes down to taking some degree of pre-planning when it comes to your retirement. Required minimum distributions, again, the RMDs, R stands for required, which means that even if you don't need the money, Uncle Sam is going to make sure that you take it out because Uncle Sam does need that money. And again, with a little bit of pre-planning, you can make sure that he gets as little of that as possible. And the Hughes Retirement Group will be more than happy to help you out with that. 423-664-4203 is the number. That's how you get in touch with Rick and Granger, 423-664-4203, and online at HughesRetirementGroup.com. People 65 and older have until December 7th to revisit and perhaps change their Medicare Advantage plans. When we asked listeners how they're planning to pay for health care, we found that it's one of their top retirement worries.
I don't know how I'm going to pay for health care after I retire. That concerns me.
Medicare, it's probably not going to pay for all of it. We could always, I guess, purchase secondary, but that's the options that we'd probably have.
That's my biggest concern. I can control my living expenses and I can control other things, but healthcare is kind of beyond my control and I'm at the mercy of whatever the rates are.
Now, I know that we're already in the annual election period here, and this takes up a good bit of the schedule, the agenda at the Hughes Retirement Group from now until December 7th. But how much of our healthcare costs will Medicare actually cover?
Well, Chris, the way it works, and most people are familiar with Medicare covering 80%, Medicare is actually broken down into two different parts, Part A and Part B. Part A doesn't cover 80%. There's specified deductibles that you have to pay if you use a hospital, if you use skilled nursing, and so forth. Whereas Part B, our medical, you're going to have a deductible each year. And in 2019, we're looking at about $185. And then you're going to have the right to pay 20%. So we always try to sit down with our clients and make sure they understand the basics of Medicare. So when we're sitting down with them, we show them what is Medicare going to do and what is Medicare not going to do. And then that kind of helps them decide which direction they want to go. Maybe they want to add a supplement. Maybe they want to add a Medicare Advantage plan. But the thing that we want to kind of impress upon people during this time, it's very, very important to make sure you are in the right prescription drug plan. You know, I was sitting down with a client last week, and, you know, a lot of people will get a call from UnitedHealthcare or Humana or whoever it may be. And if they're purchasing their supplement, they will just purchase a drug plan from them. And that may not be the best one. So the thing I would impress upon people out there is make sure that you're plugging your drugs in. And in Medicare.gov, we talked about it last week. Medicare.gov has a website where you can plug your drugs in, and it will show you the most affordable plan based on your particular medications. Another thing that's important is if you have a Medicare Advantage plan, realize if you go and add a prescription drug plan, that will cancel out your medical plan. So make sure that you're not just going on willy-nilly. Make sure you understand what you're doing before you actually make any official changes. But the thing I would tell people to do is try to sit down with somebody, and whether it's us or somebody else, sit down with somebody who can offer you several different options, who can show you the basics of Medicare, can show you your supplemental options, can show you your Medicare Advantage options, can show you your prescription drug options, and so forth. Because it's not a one-size-fits-all, just like we say when we're dealing with our retirement clients. It's not a one-size-fits-all. And even when you get into that Medicare realm, it becomes even more important, because what may be best for your husband may not be best for your wife. So people got to really start thinking about that. It's not a group plan when you turn 65. Everybody's on their own individual basis. So sitting down, dissecting your individual situation, and finding the best plan for you is what you need to do each and every year.
Yeah, there's definitely not one plan that's best for everybody, because not everybody is on the same medication. And you're probably almost certainly not on the same medication with your spouse, whether it's the dosage or is the medication altogether. So having the plan specific to you, picking the right plan specific for you, is key at this point during the annual election period. And if you need help, again, that is something the Hughes Retirement Group can help you out with. 423-664-4203 is the number. 423-664-4203. Or you can go online, HughesRetirementGroup.com. Now, we recently had the chance to catch up with Fox News host Tucker Carlson, who has a new book called Ship of Fools: How a Selfish Ruling Class is Bringing America to the Brink of Revolution. Stay tuned. We'll let you know how you can get a complimentary copy of that in just a couple minutes. Now, since many people on the left and right seem to despise President Trump, we asked Tucker how anything gets done in Washington. And here's what he said.
Well, not much does. As you know, the beauty of Trump, though, is whether he succeeds in getting his program through or not, he's the words hang in the air. So when he says, without a border, you're not a country, that's just true. And now that he said it out loud, we will be debating this into the future. We will be. You can't take that. It's like you get an argument with your wife. You say something horrible. You can try to take it back, but she never forgets what you said. America will never forget what he said, even if he can't pull it off himself.
So in this day and age, when a celebrity can fire off a tweet and it sends the market into a flux, how is all this political dysfunction affecting our financial lives?
Well, Chris, it affects it in a major way. I mean, we've seen the, like you said, the Dow go up and down. We see these foreign markets go up and down for political unrest in their own political climates. But, you know, if you look at the effect that the tax decrease had on the economy, you look at the jobs that have been created. I mean, whether we like it or not, the policy that the president, whoever the president is at that time, implements is going to affect us overall. I mean, just looking at the way the markets moved on November 8th when Clinton and Trump were going at it, and when they felt like Trump was going to be the president, we saw the markets moved swiftly. So the markets are very sensitive to the political climate. In the situation we're in now, November 6th coming up with these midterms, whether it's social issues or not, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, independent, the fact of the matter is it affects every one of us. It affects every one of our pocketbooks. And, you know, I was listening this morning. They were talking on the news, and I know one of the Republicans is kind of against this new Trump tax decrease. And he made the comment about how are we going to pay for it. And that's something that you don't really hear a lot from politicians. But, you know, now when it's the government who's going to be giving the American consumer more money in their pocket, they're worried about how they're going to pay for it. But they don't really ask that question when they're looking at adding these government-funded programs. Mm-hmm. We have so many government-funded programs. Once again, 78 cents on the dollar goes to Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and the interest on the national debt. Well, we see interest rates rising. What's that going to do to the interest on the national debt? If we continue to rise on these interest rates and we return to normal historical levels, we could be paying upwards of $1 trillion just in interest on the debt.
Whew.
But you don't typically hear these politicians talk about scaling that back. But when it comes to giving the Americans money and trying to stimulate the economy, which has been proven that it did in the first place, now all of a sudden they want to know, how are we going to pay for it? So I find it interesting that they won't ask that question about all these government programs that we have when we could find ourselves in a situation in 2033 or 2035 where Medicare is insolvent or Social Security is insolvent. Now, I don't think we will find ourselves in that situation. I think there will be changes made. I just don't think there'll be changes that the American people necessarily want.
And you talk about 2033, you know, that's really not that far away. And when you're in retirement, you know, the 20, 30 years of retirement we're talking about, you are going to face, you're going to hit that. The only way you won't is if you have a short retirement. And when it comes to the presidency, whoever is in office, you know, we're talking 4 years, 8 years at the most. Again, your retirement is going to last longer than that. That is the plan. So regardless of who is in office for the next 4 years, for the next 8 years, you want something that is going to be stronger than 4 years, 8 years. You want something, you know, again, as we talk about with retirement, 20, 30 years or more. Successful retirement strategy is something that the Hughes Retirement Group will be happy to set up for you. 423-664-4203. 423-664-4203. And Granger, I know that the Hughes Retirement Group has copies of Tucker Carlson's book, Ship of Fools, How a Selfish Ruling Class is Bringing America to the Brink of Revolution. Recently hit a number one on the New York Times bestseller list. And you wanted to give a couple copies away. How many copies do you want to give away?
Chris, obviously, with you guys doing what you do and having the opportunity to interview Tucker, he gave us some books there. And what I'd say is to our Cleveland listeners, we have a few copies left. We've already given out just about all the ones we have. So we have a few copies left. So I would say just give us a call. And it's kind of a first-come, first-served basis. I think we have about four or five left of them. So just give us a call. And then if you're in the Cleveland area and you can drive by the office and pick one up, we'll get one in your hand.
So there you go. 423-664-4203 for a complimentary copy of Tucker Carlson's book, Ship of Fools. Now, you talked about Social Security a second ago with the last Tucker Carlson question. Politicians have been reluctant to tackle our Social Security and pension problems. But Tucker tells us he's not worried about the future of Social Security.
Social Security is seen as sacrosanct. Obviously, it's been mismanaged and surplus has evaporated, et cetera, and it's been consistently misused over decades. However, there is a broad understanding between the parties that it will be bailed out if necessary, inevitably will be, because, one, it's a sacred promise, and two, the people who benefit from it are the most reliable voters in the country. So I think Social Security is fine. The pension question is a much more complex one. But I think, and you've certainly seen people get shafted on their pensions before, for sure.
Now, I know Social Security is something that you guys tackle at the Hughes Retirement Group. You actually have a video talking about Social Security taxation on your YouTube channel. You listening out there can check that out by going to HughesRetirementGroup.com. There's a YouTube link right there in the top right corner. But Granger, how would you like to see Washington address these issues?
Well, here's the thing, Chris. I don't know that it's necessarily how I want to see it. It's how I think it will end up happening in the end. And what I would say to people out there, and I don't want to be, you know, the bearer of bad news or doom and gloom or anything like that. But at the same time, I think you have to realize where America's at and who the voters are for the most part. And I think you've already seen, because I agree with Tucker, I think Social Security will get worked out in some way. But I think that way will be in a way where some of us who may be expecting Social Security or their full amount of Social Security may be surprised when we get there. You know, I say this a lot, but I guess the repetition is a good thing. When you ask yourself, who are the wealthy people in America? Should they pay their fair share? And your answer is yes. Be careful what you're wishing for. Because right now, if you're making over $44,000 a year and you're a married couple, 85% of your Social Security becomes taxable. So my question to you is, the first layer was 50%. Now it's 85%. So when 2033 gets here and it's midnight and we're kicking the can down the road and we've got to figure out a way to fix this problem, what do you think will happen next? Do you think they'll say, hey, we're going to keep it at 85%, or do you think they'll say, hey, maybe 100% of your Social Security becomes taxable? Maybe they'll lower the threshold. Maybe you only have to make $35,000 now for 100% of your Social Security to become taxable. So that's why I say it's important when we talk about all our other retirement monies that we have, it's important that we have them in the right buckets. Because if all our money was in a Roth conversion, hypothetically, all our distributions that we're taking out are not taxable. So that means that does not cause our Social Security to become taxable. And I can't stress that enough because I do think the government will figure out a way to get this Social Security problem resolved. I just don't think it's going to be in a way that a lot of the American people right now who are working hard will be able to actually fully maximize their Social Security in retirement, and they will have to adjust their living accordingly.
The bad news is that is something that we are probably going to have to face as we get further down the line as far as Social Security and whether they lower the threshold or they raise the amount that you are taxed. That is the bad news. The good news is that we're not there yet, and we don't know exactly how that's going to pan out. We're not fortune tellers. Granger's not a fortune teller. He didn't have a crystal ball at the office. But they do know how to maximize your Social Security right now, how to make the most of it, and how to mitigate taxes in Social Security. Again, there's a great video on their YouTube channel. If you go to HughesRetirementGroup.com, you can click the YouTube link right there on the top right corner, and it'll take you to that video. But you can go ahead and get a strong retirement strategy in place for you right now by picking up the phone and talking to the Hughes Retirement Group, 423-664-4203, 423-664-4203. Again, the Hughes Retirement Group has offices in Cleveland, Chattanooga, Knoxville, and Birmingham, 423-664-4203. And when you do call, make sure you ask about receiving a complimentary copy of Tucker Carlson's book, Ship of Fools. One more time, 423-664-4203. Let's move away from politics, present-day politics anyway, and go back in time to one of our founding fathers. Benjamin Franklin once famously said, the only two certainties in life are death and taxes. So, Granger, how can we make the most of our life savings and keep more of our hard-earned money from the tax man?
Well, Chris, I feel like this is kind of a summation, and I feel like it's a very important topic to deal with because, you know, we talk about maximizing Social Security. Well, one of the best ways to do that is making sure that we're not paying unnecessary taxes on Social Security. So we'll tackle six mistakes here that we could make, assuming that you're going to pay less taxes in retirement. I think this is the biggest one. Most advisors out there will tell you when you retire, you'll be in a lower tax bracket. And that may be true. But how do we know for sure? So right now we look at what the CBO projects. The CBO projects if things go unchanged, the lowest marginal bracket will be at 25%. And, you know, some people, when we say those stats, they laugh and, oh, the government would never do that. They already have. We've been there. If we look at the 40s, some of those tax brackets, the effective tax bracket ended up being around 90%. So we've been there. And when the government, when we look at the Medicare, we look at the Medicaid, Social Security, and interest on the national debt, we look at those obligations that we have, the money has to come from somewhere. So just assuming that we're going to have lower taxes in retirement, when we look at the wealth in this country is in the hands of most of those people who are getting ready to retire, I would think, hey, I want to position myself in a situation that I've already paid those taxes because if the government needs a bailout, who are they going to come to? They're probably going to come to the people who have the money. So don't assume that you're going to be in a lower tax bracket in retirement. And don't assume that you're just automatically going to pay less taxes in retirement as well. Retirement mistake number two is not planning for Social Security tax. I mean, it's right there. It's tied in. Once again, you know, people talk about full retirement age. Hey, when I turn 66 right now for people born 54 or sooner, I can make as much money as I want without a penalty. And that's true. But it does not mean that you won't pay taxes on your Social Security. And we typically run an example when we're teaching our course of somebody making about $40,000 in Social Security, getting RMD income and have a little bit of pension income, and they have to take out $8,500 to pay their taxes in Social Security each year. When we take into effect that $8,500 over a long period of time, and we take into effect dipping into our retirement accounts to make up for that $8,500, you're looking at potential $500,000 to $1 million in Social Security taxation throughout the course of your retirement. So I always say this to people who are worried about a 2008. If you're worried about a 2008 and you've got this $500,000 or $1 million tax problem, you might want to shift your focus a little bit because taxes may be a bigger threat to your retirement than a market crash, though a market crash would be devastating as well. Retirement mistake number three, forgetting about Roth IRAs and Roth 401k. So like I said, this kind of ties in. If you start shifting your money now and it's pay me now or pay me later, right now we have taxes on sale. Will tax brackets continue to be low? Will they be low for the rest of our lives? If you go back, and I encourage you to do a little research, look at how long those tax breaks have lasted. Historically, when we've lowered taxes, when the government has lowered taxes, the next president or the next administration that comes in typically raises those taxes again. So make sure that you're putting your money in the right buckets or at least thinking about putting your money in the right buckets because positioning yourself in the right situation is key to avoiding some of those unnecessary taxes. Retirement mistake number four. Ignoring taxes altogether. A lot of people don't take that into consideration. They do all this planning and prep. And I was actually talking to a client the other day, and he said, yeah, I sat down with my CPA and my advisor, and we went through all this information of when I should take Social Security. And I said, well, did they talk to you about Social Security taxation? He said, well, no, they didn't bring that up.
Oh, no.
And I said, well, I mean, if you're looking at, and he's in a good financial situation where he's probably going to have to pay quite a bit in taxes, and you're looking at, based on your Social Security, of paying about $9,500 a year in taxes on just Social Security. Now, he can get by, he can afford that, but over time, that starts to add up, and that's a lot of money you're leaving on the table, so it's important to not forget about taxes altogether. Number five is no strategy to minimize those taxes. So after you know what's going on, what to expect, but you don't take the necessary steps, you don't put together a plan to lower those tax brackets, and look, I get it. It's not easy to sit here and cut a check to pay taxes on money that you're not even going to use for the next 10, 15 years. I understand. Nobody wants to pay taxes. But if you believe that taxes will be higher in the future, I would encourage you to start positioning yourself in the right buckets. Now, you can keep the same asset allocation, whatever asset mix you've got, 60-40, if you're invested in S&P index funds or whatever you have, you can keep that. So we're not saying shift the way you're invested or whatever that may be. Keep your money in the same way, but it all matters of which bucket it's in. Is it in a taxable bucket like a brokerage account? Is it in a tax-deferred account like a traditional IRA? Or is it in a tax-free bucket like a Roth IRA or a Roth conversion? So it matters where your money's at. And I have a video on YouTube about that as well. Obviously, it's short, but if you want more information on that, we can sit down with you and go over that. And then retirement mistake number six, taking withdrawals from your retirement accounts in the wrong order. So when we break down those buckets, taxable, tax-deferred, and tax-free, which bucket should you touch first? So have you sat down? Have you developed a plan on where to take those monies? Have you done it in coordination with your Social Security? Should you wait till you're 70 and a half to take Social Security? So all these things are going to factor in when to pull money and how much to pull and where to pull. Is it from a Roth? Is it from a traditional? Is it from a brokerage account? Where do you pull that money to make your money last more effectively and not pay unnecessary taxes?
A lot of information that Granger just threw out to you there. And your head may be swimming, but these are all things, he didn't just throw it out there just to confuse you. These are all things that you should consider when it comes to retirement. Because again, as we said time and time again, taxes can be a huge factor in your retirement. And hopefully you can set yourself up so that you don't have to pay as much in taxes. And that's something the Hughes Retirement Group can help you out with. 423-664-4203. 423-664-4203. You don't have to go it alone. That's the good news. 423-664-4203. Also online at HughesRetirementGroup.com. If you go to the website, HughesRetirementGroup.com, click on the top right corner of the YouTube channel there, you can see these videos that Granger is talking about, the three buckets of money. It is a short video, but it is a very informative video, and I think it puts some good ideas out there in your head. And also check out the video on Social Security taxation and also previous editions of the Retirement Playbook we've got up there for you to listen to at your leisure, at your own time, your own pace. Again, HughesRetirementGroup.com. And don't forget Tucker Carlson's book, Ship of Fools. You can obtain a complimentary copy. We only have a couple copies left, but you can obtain a copy if you're one of the first callers to 423-664-4203. This has been the Retirement Playbook with Granger Hughes. Rick will be back next week. My name is Chris Swan. As always, I want to thank you guys so much for joining us today. And before we go, Granger, I want to give you the final word.
Well, Chris, we spoke a lot about taxes. And obviously, there's other aspects to retirement. But it's important to make sure that you've got your money in the right buckets. Because it's just like we always say each and every week. If you don't have a plan for your money, the government does.
You've been listening to the Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes. Tune in again next week at this same time for more information on building a customized retirement strategy. You can contact Hughes Retirement Group at 423-664-4203 or online at HughesRetirementGroup.com.
The information covered today is designed to provide general information on the subjects covered. It is not, however, intended to provide specific legal or tax advice. It cannot be used to avoid tax penalties or to promote, market, or recommend any tax plan or arrangement. You are encouraged to consult your tax attorney or advisor. By contacting us, you may be provided with information regarding the purchase of insurance products, including annuities. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Riders may be available at an additional cost. Product and features may vary from state to state. For full details on how life insurance works, including fees, expenses, and costs, contact our office at 423-664-4203.
Ship of Fools, How a Selfish Ruling Class is Bringing America to the Brink of Revolution is a New York Times number one best-selling book by Tucker Carlson of Tucker Carlson Tonight on the Fox News Channel.
I wrote it to answer two simple questions. One, why did Trump get elected? And second, why does everyone in Washington and New York and Los Angeles, the cities where I spend the most time, hate him so passionately?
Ship of Fools offers Tucker's signature fearless and funny political commentary on how America's ruling class has failed everyday Americans.
The problems that gave rise to Trump have not been solved or even really addressed, and the core is the shrinking of the middle class, and no one seems to be even interested in talking about solutions to it, which is distressing to me.
Buy Ship of Fools today, wherever you buy books.
Rick and Granger Hughes are investment advisor representatives of Retirement Wealth Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas in financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Licensed in Tennessee, numbers 927054 and 998505. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurer. Dixon Insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors.